Welcome to Equity Gurus, A Closer Look, where we take you, the investor, on a tour of some of the best small cap companies operating in the public markets today. With your host, Galen Engen.
The opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily shared by people who are wrong.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Gurus, A Closer Look. I'm your host, Galen Engen. If you have anything electronic, you are a proud owner of rare earth metals. These 15 chemically similar metal elements and two almost lanthanides are in magnets, rechargeable batteries, ceramics, reactor fuel rods, the list goes on. Basically, you couldn't fly a modern plane without them, never mind build it. Our 21st century world would grind to a halt without them, and there is no substitute. Funny thing is, rare earth elements aren't necessarily all that rare. You can find them pretty well everywhere, but finding them in concentrations worth mining is difficult. America used to be the number one producer, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the International Regulatory Agency saddled them with the same regulations as thorium, or radioactive element, in the 1980s. As a result, China gobbled up production over the next 20 years, while mines in North America, like Mountain Pass, shuttered. Now, 80% of the world's rare earths are extracted in China, and its sway over production puts international supply chains in relative peril considering the current trade situation. Junior explorers like Defense Metals, trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN, are positioning themselves to bolster supply chain safety through developing domestic rare earth deposits. I'm speaking with Defense Metals CEO and President Craig Taylor to get an inside look at the company, its flagship project, and what investors can expect over the next 12 months. Thanks for being here today, Craig.
Thanks for having me, Galen.
Anytime. Now, Craig, for those listeners who may not have had the opportunity to hear about Defense Metals, could you give me a quick elevator pitch of the company?
Defense Metals entered into an option agreement with Spectrum Mining, mm-hmm. who's held a rare earth deposit up in Prince George, 70 kilometers from Prince George, in January of this year. And since that time, we've extracted a 30-ton bulk sample mm-hmm. of ore, which we've sent to SGS Labs for metallurgy analysis. And we've just recently received that analysis back in mm-hmm. their phase 1A paper, they call it. It was a 65-page report. Mm-hmm. It took a year, and we're ecstatic with the results we found.
Let's get into that. Rare earth mining is a little like looking for lithium. And I mean, it all comes down to concentration and extraction. And both are hard to achieve. If you plan on opening a rare earth mine, you're probably going to need a head grade of at least 2%. And you better be recovering at least 50 to 60% if you want to keep up with the Joneses. Well, Defense Metals, as you just said, didn't just keep up with the Joneses. It blew right past them with its most recent metallurgical study, which you just talked about. Can you tell us just how well Wachita performed?
We had a high recovery in the oxides of 56%, which ranks right up there with Lynas and Mountain Pass and the top three producers in the world. Mm-hmm. And we actually put that chart in our news release that we published last week.
Fantastic. Now, you guys are expecting results from a diamond drill program in November after a pretty positive 2019 campaign in the summer. What are some of the highlights from that campaign?
Well, we did a 2,000-meter program, 13 holes. We had our geos go out there and inspect the core about 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Alex Knox, who's one of our consultants, he's a rare earth specialist, came back with glowing reports. He said he's never seen as much mineralization in the core as he saw in those cores. And we had mineralization up to 120 meters in length in some of those cores.
Give us a little bit of a bio on this fellow. I mean, and who are some of the other key team members on the Defense Metals group to help propel Wachita forward?
Well, Alex Knox has been involved in rare earths, I think, since the 70s. He was down at Mountain Pass. His bio is in our news release that we published a few months ago. But he's one of the premier experts in the world. There's really only a handful of people that really understand rare earths. Mm-hmm. And he's exceptional. We're really happy to have him on our team.
You're listening to the Equity.Guru podcast.
Just a quick note to tell you, sorry to interrupt your interview, but if you want more of these, you need to go to your podcast player, whatever that podcast player is, and go and subscribe to the Equity Guru podcast. You can do that through iTunes. You can do it through Google Play. You can do it through all the places. Equity Guru podcast. Do it now.
Welcome back.
Now, you guys have an incredibly tight share base considering that you're Junior Explorer. You got like 30 million shares out approximately. And you guys,
yeah,
insiders.
Just over 30 million.
Yeah. And insiders have been doing nothing but buying for the last 12 months or 9 months. So, I mean, how are the books? Like, is there a possibility for financing in the near term?
Possibly in the new year, but we're really looking forward to getting the assays back from this 2,000-liter drill program. And, you know, if they come out like I'm expecting them to, we don't need money until January. We have money in the bank, and then I think we'll possibly revisit at that time and look at perhaps doing a pilot plant, perhaps doing more environmental, and work towards another drill program in 2020, as well as a 43-101, which we should have published first quarter next year.
Oh, wow. That's great. You guys are really on track. You're moving pretty quick.
Yeah, we really are. We've exceeded our obligations of the option agreement by about $400,000. So we just keep coming up with better results and want to move it forward as quickly as possible because of the world-class numbers we're getting.
Speaking of which, SGS gave you guys a glowing summary in their report indicating just how much they valued the Wichita property.
Their exact quote was, "The beneficiation response Wichita rare earth deposit is believed to rank amongst the best in the world relative to other known REE projects."
How can you not like that?
Let's get our assays in. The extraction is very technical, although the numbers were great. We did have a comparison in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of investors put more bearing on assays than metallurgy, although without metallurgy, you're nothing.
Absolutely. Now, you've got the 16th Annual International Rare Earth Conference coming up in Malaysia. You guys are sending representatives out there. What's happening? What are you guys doing? What's going on? Why is this so important?
It's a big, big convention. All the leaders in the industry are there, from end users to the mines to government officials. And Dale Walser, who's on our board of advisors, is going to go there with our data. He knows a lot of these people. He's got a great reputation within the industry, and he's just going to get our face and name and numbers out there in the hopes that we can maybe strike a deal.
The Pentagon is sniffing around for another source of rare earth metals, and the Trump administration has allocated funds for the DOD to develop new rare earth capability. Now, sure, people have been talking to Australia to make this happen, but if significant domestic deposits are developed, who's going to ship the stuff? They're going to do it locally. It just makes sense.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because we have submitted our application to the U.S. government and to the Air Force for their preferred vendor program. So we sent that about 2 months ago in conjunction with a representative in Washington, who I cannot name. So we are in the queue. We are a preferred vendor in the list. And we've done the same for the Canadian government. So we are aware of that. We've taken steps towards that.
Awesome. The Wichita Project, it comes in well ahead of the pack with a world-class head grade and phenomenal recovery rate. The company's economical share structure, its invested management team, and blue sky potential, seriously, leave a lot of room for growth in a $4.5 billion global industry, which is just going to get bigger. Now, again, that's defense metals trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DEFN. Now, Craig, is there anything you want to say to investors that you would like to leave them with today?
Just stay tuned. Watch for our assays. Watch for our updated 43-101. And watch for our Hydromet testing, which will be done first quarter next year as well.
Fantastic. I'll be waiting. I'll be looking. Yep. Thanks for joining me today, Craig. We'll be talking to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Equity Gurus: A Closer Look with your host, Galen Engen. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. For disclosure statements and more info, please visit www.equity.guru.